Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Dr. Patrice Motsepe was re-elected unopposed for a second term as president of the Confederation of African Football in Cairo last week. He outlined his vision for the next 4 years to journalists and promised to accelerate the growth and development of the African game. Here is part two of his question and answer session.
Merci, je vais le faire en français.
Thank you.
Je suis François Binet du Gabon.
François Binet from Gabon. I would like to commend you on your re-election. Your peers really have thrown their support behind you. A few years back, CAF really had a number of candidacies at the helm because of the division that was deep-rooted. I would like to raise a question on women football. CAF has a policy to promote female football, but the observation we have on the field is that in most of our countries, very little infrastructure is tailored to host competitions for women. We need to have local competitions at domestic level to encourage female football in our respective countries. We also have the issue of CAF's relationship with states. When CAF visits countries, there are some stadia in certain countries which are not authorized for countries which have hosted AFCON in the past. So what is your plan to develop football locally and to support member associations? And what is your relationship with member states to ensure that they are able to upgrade existing infrastructure?
I'm very proud of the question you're asking. And I'm very grateful for the work. You know, journalists do such crucial work. And, you know, the issues you raise, including the failures and on our side and the criticisms that you may have about our shortcomings. I mean, those issues are important. We have to listen and get exposed to that. When I was in Gabon, it was essentially to make sure that Pierre Alain, who was in jail, got out of jail. And the issue was, if there was anything that he did that was wrong, take him to court. You know, let the court decide. We respect the sovereignty of nations, and we respect what we call due process, legality. But the sort of questions that you are asking are the ones that don't only make us focus and identify those areas where we can and should do better, but also in our engagements with the governments. And I must say, the impression I got talking to the Minister of Sports at the time and the head of state at that time was, Gabon is a football nation, a proud football nation. And one of the best investments is to invest in football. So I spoke about three categories in the Ordinary General Assembly. There are countries like Egypt, Morocco, Algeria, South Africa, and various others that have got world-class stadiums. And we want them to keep succeeding. Tunisia, Senegal, many African countries. I was in Rwanda recently for a new stadium. And I was in Kenya, in Uganda, in Tanzania. New stadiums are being built because governments are beginning to recognize that football is an important part of the development and growth of a country. And the example I didn't make in the Ordinary General Assemblies, when we grew up and you heard that your niece is dating a football player, the parents would say, you know, there's no future, there's no money, they are not educated, those football players don't even like school. Nowadays, some of the best football players go to university, are educated, and are paid well. And we do want to make sure that every single one of our talented football players, as well as those who've got ambition in football, see a bright future, young boys and young girls. I mean, when I saw what Panda was earning in America, amazing, beautiful, beautiful. And we'd like her to earn even more. And we are trying to encourage the football clubs on the continent to pay the women football. I mean, I shouldn't say this, but I know the trustees of the Motsepe family come and complain that the chairman of Mamelodi Sundowns is fighting for more money for the women and the girls football players. And they said, President Motsepe must not hear, he mustn't know anything. But, you know, people gossip. And so I just smile and sort of they can see from my eyes, pay them more money because let them build a future out of football. And I can tell you, women's football is great. Varon wants to say something. It's going to be, I mean, in America you get 90,000 spectators watching a women's football match. And they're going there because, and I've got many friends who've invested a lot of money in women's football. Varon wants to say something quickly. You can say it in French, Varon.
Ouais, merci, monsieur. J'ai juste complété le président pour la première question.
I would like to complete the president's answer on the first question. You know the female leagues in our member associations are quite weak. When President Motsepe came to the head of this institution, he decided to make the development of female football a priority action. We have done a lot of work. I do not know if Tanzania journalists are present here. We launched a gift girl integrated tournament in Tanzania to actually address the issue of the absence of competitions in certain member associations. You see, some clubs came from respective countries to play for a specific period of time. We had the pilot project in Tanzania, and we will now see how to spread this across zones. We are conscious of the shortcomings in female football. Thank you very much, my brother Varun.
Bonjour, President.
Hello, President. I am Pressing Messene. I'm a journalist from Cameroon. I am pleased to see that Cameroon holds a special place in your heart. I have a question today on investigations which were conducted by international newspapers on FIFA's involvement in the management of the Confederation of African Football, especially as far as international competitions are concerned. And I would like to talk about AFCON. With the change of dates, we left the month of January to July, or July to January, and this was the case in Cote d'Ivoire. And now we are looking at December in the heart of winter. So we have the feeling that FIFA has a role to play in the change of all these dates. What is your stance on this impression, which has a bearing on the African footballers who play?
Excellent question. FIFA is on our side. FIFA is our partner. The challenge is these world-class African players who are playing in Europe, particularly Europe and other parts of the world. And of course, we have to be very careful as well, because we don't want the lives of these African players to become disadvantaged because they come from Africa. But we've got a clear understanding of what our objectives and our plans are. Our number one obligation is African football. Our number two obligation is African football. Our number three obligation is African football. And of course, we recognize that we also have a duty to world football. But I've deliberately emphasized African football because the best way we can contribute to world football is when African football is developing and growing. So I've had excellent discussions with the president of UEFA and various others. And I'm pleased that, and this year is a complicated year because this year has been historically set aside for FIFA. This period was a time, the year before the World Cup, that June-July period was set aside for what they used to call the Continental Confederations Cup. So that time has been slotted in there. And of course, we fight and argue, but on this issue, you don't fight and argue on issues where you realize that you are fighting against not just legality and agreements, but you're also fighting against agreements that have been done many years ago. And I sometimes watch Mamadou, and sometimes when I'm in the plane, I listen to Andile. You know, sometimes I'm alone in the plane and I listen to, usually to clear my mind from all the headaches we have in football. I'm not so worried about the CAF ones because this is something I love. And then you hear what Mamadou says on Soccer Africa, or sometimes you hear what Andile does on Radio Metro feel proud, enormously proud, that this is an excitement of young, to make sure that our young people all over the continent and on Andile's program, Andile, young people in South Africa love football and get to realize how Mamadou, I must make you a FIFA council member, you know. And I think we will be careful, because I might just grab you and make you a FIFA council member, because I think African football, maybe I should start putting him in the exco. But I'm so proud of the work you do, Mamadou. And I'm proud of the work that Andile and all of you are doing. What did Mamadou say? There isn't enough money. Mamadou, I must say, I like your sense of humor. You make football, you make it so exciting, so humorous. I will not think about it. I've got one left, you're right. And the best thing I can do for Africa is to bring you in. Thank you so much.
The gentleman.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Andile Ngulwe from South Africa. Congratulations to yourself, Mr. Baron, and the entire team that's been elected once again. I think it's an indictment on the work that's been done the last 4 years. There's still work to be done, though, President, I feel, when you take a look at the tournament that we had in Cote d'Ivoire. Such a brilliant spectacle. The best tournament of football, bar none, over the last couple of years. The production on television that went out worldwide was spectacular.
Yeah.
But, President, I then get home with now so much football available from the continent. You watch the Champions League, you watch some of the qualifiers. Depending on which country it's coming from, it's not always to the same standard. And that's the feat that goes up. And I wonder, maybe that's perhaps why Europe then looks down on what is excellent, excellent football that's been played. We don't always get the best visuals sitting at home where I am.
Absolutely.
Watching football. How do we keep the standard to what we saw in Cote d'Ivoire without taking away from the people of that country, but empowering them?
Brilliant, brilliant question. And this is where, Andile, you know, people like Uluxolo. What is his name? Luxolo, eh? No. Luxolo. This is where Uluxolo and various others, you will be proud of the work he's doing and the people in CAF, because they raise, Samson from beautiful Nigeria. And I've already spoken about Mamadou. But we're all Africans, you know. And they raise this issue about the quality of the broadcasting and the quality of the viewership and the viewing. And a lot of good work has been done, but there's still a lot more that can be done. But also sometimes it's just, you know, the infrastructure, these stadiums, the telecommunications infrastructure is not the same. And that's why you need governments. If you go to Morocco, Egypt, or some of those countries, it's world class. And what I saw in Kenya, Tanzania, Cameroon, I was so proud of what I saw in Cameroon. So, these sort of observations that you make draws Ulutkolo's attention and others and Veron to make sure that there's a consistent improvement. The world doesn't care, you know, whether the GDP or a country has got economic or financial challenge. They just want world-class broadcasting quality, and we are committed to that. We've made good progress, but you're right, there's a lot more that can be done, and there's a lot that should be done. I don't want to mention the names of some of these broadcasting companies, but there's some who are really, Mamadou and them really do excellent. Canal Plus, excellent, and various others. And sometimes the challenge is when the state is broadcasting and they cut costs but we are clear, if you want our competition, you've got to be world-class. Otherwise, you won't get our competition. But a brilliant question. Thank you.
President, I must take the last question. We've been here for some time.
Last two.
Okay, I'll go. I think this gentleman has been raising his hand for quite some time.
Last three.
Three, President.
Yeah. And then we can go.
Okay, we'll go here to the middle and at the back there to Velile, and then we are done.
Thank you.
Goma Victor Hines, Fufa TV, Uganda. Congratulations, President, upon being re-elected. Now, this morning, as I was talking on TV, one of my co-hosts was quite excited about yesterday's signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between CAF and the SEA, because it means that there is hope for African football clubs. Now, your slogan, of course, is make African football, the best in the world. Some of the clubs in Uganda would, of course, like to be amongst the best football clubs in Africa. Of course, globally, we see what you do with Mamelodi Sundowns. And of course, Mamelodi Sundowns will be in the FIFA Club World Cup coming up next. So in the next 4 years, from CAF's part, how are we going to see the steps taken to see African football clubs become some of the best football clubs globally?
Brilliant question. And the deputy chairperson of the African Club Association, Jessica Mutaum, does excellent work. I always admired and loved her parents, since I was a little boy, very special family. And of course, her contributions to the ACA makes all of us proud. It helps that she comes from one of the most outstanding, in South Africa, the number one football family. They own this football club, Kaizer Chiefs. So what I was emphasizing is we really want club football to grow and succeed enormously. And sometimes things don't happen as fast as I would like them to. But as I said, when club presidents and chairmen says thank you so much for the 50,000, and your country has got exceptional talent, eh? Uganda has got exceptional talent. So we are engaging, and part of my focus is to increase the 50,000 and to make sure that the people in Uganda. I was in Uganda a few months ago. Love Uganda. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And we need to get more young boys and girls to play football. Tanzania won the women's school's championship. They got $400,000. They got $400,000. $100,000 for being champions of their zone, and $300,000 for being the best on the continent under 16. So the ACA is doing excellent work, and we are there because we formed it. I couldn't understand how you could have a CAF and you don't have a federation or an association of clubs and get the leader of that association of football clubs on the continent in the meetings at the highest level of African football. So they are there and make competition and make input. And the other thing that we've changed as well is I could still not understand why in Exco, the highest decision-making body in CAF, you don't have the presidents of the zones there. So they are there as well. And the issue always in the past was the federations will talk for football. Excellent. But bring the clubs in as well to also give us their input. Thank you very much. I'll be coming back to Uganda and during the CHAN. And excellent progress has been made with the stadiums. Yes.
Second last question, and then Velile, you'll have the last one.
Merci beaucoup. C'est Bakary Cissé du Sénégal.
I'm called Bakary Cissé from Senegal. Congratulations, President. You have just organized the first elections in your capacity as president of this organization. The election into the FIFA Council gave rise to a bit of talk on media outlets, etc. Do you have a feeling that the elections were transparent? Given
you must have heard what I said. Augustine Senghor. World class. My first vice president. World class. We always joke, and the AFCON in Cameroon, it almost didn't take place. When I arrived, the first thing they said is, stop it. Cancel it. They are not ready. The stadiums are a disaster, all sorts of things. I said, no, but, we are all Cameroonians. We're all Africans. I mean, what sort of people are we to condemn our own people or not even to try and help them? So, and I was very clear because I was getting advice from sponsors from all, in fact, outside Africa as well, that you've got to stop this thing. It's going to be a disaster. And it was a huge success. And why I was telling you about Senghor is because Fatma, who was the Secretary General of FIFA, she was sitting behind me in the finals, and they kept saying to me, Senegal has never won. Senegal has never won. Senegal has never won. And Senegal won. They were champions of Africa and Cameroon. And we always laugh because if I had not insisted, absolutely insisted, no apology, no excuse, we're going to make Cameroon a success. We always joke and say, maybe they would have had to wait for Cote d'Ivoire for them to become champions. But of course, Cote d'Ivoire was was the national team of Cote d'Ivoire was exceptional. So I'm happy the elections were done in a manner that's not just in compliance with the CAF and FIFA statutes, but that's also, you know, ethical, follow governance. And the issue for, you know, it's always difficult. If you ask me, that's partly why I said, I support everybody. I have to support everybody. I mean, Sengo's my first vice president, world class. I've got total confidence in Idris. I've got total confidence in them. And I've got confidence in all of those who are standing for the FIFA Council. And that's why we've got PricewaterhouseCoopers, and we've got our people from our governance committee. So we will move forward on the basis of people have cast their votes, and there was lobbying going on. People went to countries and visited and spoke and lobbied, I'm happy with the results, and we will wait for the next time and give them an opportunity. Those who did not succeed might succeed the next time. The gentleman in
Sadiq.
Front. Yeah, Sadiq.
Sadiq.
Yeah, Sadiq from Kenya.
Okay.
Sadiq comes from a very special country.
First to Sadiq and then...
And then Welile.
Okay.
Sadiq.
You must tell Benny McCarthy I'm proud of him, and I wish him all of the best, okay? You've got a good coach.
He must be watching, sir, because this press conference is being live streamed on Facebook. So thank you very much for the words of confidence. Speaking of Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania, sir, it's a long shot. Still have about 6 months away. Would you just put a word about the African Nation Championship? Now we are going to the third and the final round of qualifiers. When you return to East Africa, what would you like to see? You've already been there two times.
Well, what I would like to see is... And I'm so happy that the charm we took to East Africa. I mean, West Africa, we have a sentimental... for me, whenever I'm in visiting an African country, it's such an incredible experience. And in some regards, even an emotional experience. So I'm happy with the progress that's been made in Kenya. I'm happy with the progress, enormous progress, that's been made in... Tanzania, and because money has been spent there, huge money, and I must also emphasize, that's why I'm so excited about Benny McCarthy, because that, you know, we want the Kenyan national team. It's got talented players. Kenyans are amongst the most gifted sportsmen and football players. So of course there's a bit of self-interest on my side as well, because I would like the stadiums to be full. So if you've got a good national team and you play well, and of course the referees are always going to be impartial and fair, and you do well, it keeps the excitement in the country. Mamadou, when I was in Cote d'Ivoire, I mean, I tell you, know, to see hundreds of thousands of young girls, and girls who are not so young, women are never old, and young men and men who are not so young on the streets dancing, celebrating. You forget that you are the president of CAF. You want to get out and dance with them. And then you remember, oh, next week they have to play Nigeria, and they'll remember the president was dancing with the Cameroonians. So, of course, then maybe I will dance with the Nigerians. But the issue is, if we can replicate in Kenya, Sadiq, and in Uganda, and in Tanzania, what we did in Cote d'Ivoire, African football will be moving in the right direction and making enormous success. I'm told you are the last one.
Elile, you've got the last one.
Yeah.
Thank you. President Welile from South Africa here. Last year, at the beginning of the year, you spoke about possibly reviewing CAF competitions, especially club football. I think the talk around the time was around the CAF Confed, and also it was also when there was also the African Football League. So what are the plans going forward? Maybe taking just from part of your discussions with ACA, and do we still have African Football League?
Brilliant question. Absolutely. We still have African football, but we've got the World Club World Cup here this year. And it's a very good point you raised, Welile, because there's a need to review all our competitions, make them financially more sustainable, make the clubs that participate in those competitions. The competitions must not be a financial drag. In fact, the opposite. I'd like them to make money out of them. And you must also be careful that the players don't play in too many competitions, because you know, they get tired. And then the referees as well get tired. And of course, you've got to change the referees all the time. But that process is ongoing. I'm confident our club competitions will be world class. And you see, Africa is not like Europe. To travel from Uganda to Cameroon, it's a big challenge. To travel from Cote d'Ivoire to Tanzania, it's a big challenge. It's from the DRC to Senegal. Sometimes you've got to go to Europe, and it takes time, and it's very expensive. But one of the things we want to do is, by the time I step down as president of CAF, we really want to make sure that we've made huge success in club football. We've made huge success in the national team football. We've made huge success in women's football. We've made huge success in schools football. And African football is world-class, respected worldwide. The point that Andile raised, the TV viewing is world-class. And what I was saying there is we have to make the business case. And the business case is we've got to persuade and make governments appreciate why it's important for them, why it's beneficial for them and their country to invest in football, to partner with the national team and the federations, and also for the private sector to keep supporting football. And, you know, I always say to the companies that I meet when I'm on the continent, we want you to make lots of money, and you will make even more money if you sponsor football, because football is the most popular sport, and it'll give you more customers, more viewership, and more growth for your commodities. Thank you so much, and see you at the next CAF competition. Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show, as we wish all of our sides competing in the 2026 World Cup qualifiers over the next week the best of luck. You can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel at Spotify and iTunes. And of course, get the latest news via our website, which is www.casafa.com.